Back here on the beat, taking it at 6 o'clock tonight, getting ready for opening night with the Cubs tonight. White Sox tomorrow. They had a workout today at Guaranteed Rate Field, and we bring in now Nick Capra, who's the White Sox's new third base coach. You should get to know him, and if you don't know who Nick Capra is, well, he's been in the organization for 22 years.
Shame on you.
So get to know him, but Nick, thanks so much for taking the time this evening to join us, and we'll start here. I was talking to Rick Hahn in Arizona last week, and he went out of his way to talk about how excited they are to bring you from the minor league level, where you're the director of player development, adding you to the major league staff because you're going to have so many young kids coming up and they want to teach at the major league level. But how gratifying is this for you, first of all, to get your first coaching job in the major leagues? And just in general, can you speak to how this is ideally going to work with you teaching these guys at the major league level as they come up?
Well, first of all, I'm kind of pumped to be here also. It is a little gratifying. I fell in love with player development obviously years ago. I've been involved in player development for almost 38 years as a player and a coach and the farm director. But, yeah, I fell in love with player development. It's a passion of mine. Baseball's a passion of mine. And now with the opportunity to bring it to Chicago as a third base coach, I'm really excited. Obviously with us, kind of in a rebuilding process. We're bringing up a lot of the kids, which I'm familiar with. I've been a teacher all along the way. And, our philosophy is to teach at the big league level, and I'm really happy and proud to be a part of it.
Nick, what's your thought process when you're seeing a guy play in AAA and deciding whether or not he's ready? I mean, some people, they'll put a hard number. Well, he's got to have X amount of at-bats. And then there's the also, hey, he is doing this now. He's clearly ready to go because he can either, whatever it is, handle the curveball, or he's on top of something that he was struggling with before. How do you know in your mind that a guy's ready, generally?
You know, there's a lot of intangibles that are involved. You know, pitching's, obviously a different area. First of all, as a pitcher, if they command the fastball, both sides of the plate in, out, and up and down, and able to spin a breaking ball for a strike, we think they're on the right path and able to help at the big league level. Position players are a little bit different, in means of, defensively, are they ready defensively, offensively, can they, command their strike zone and have discipline in their strike zone. There's a lot of different things that go into it. I kind of rate it as a baseball IQ. Is their IQ high enough to compete at the big league level? And that's kind of what I look at. And but there's a variable, a lot of variable ways of looking at it. And hopefully we're making the right decisions and when to bring them up.
White Sox third base coach Nick Capra with us right now. So you're the director of player development. They bump you up to third base coach, then they get all these fun, fancy new toys like Yoan Moncada and Lucas Giolito, Reynaldo Lopez, and they send them all to Charlotte. You got to be like, come on, man, I want to coach these guys. So I imagine you're going to be keeping a close tab on these guys as much as possible in April, and then, at some point these guys are going to come up and you're going to get that opportunity, and you certainly just had that opportunity in spring training too.
Sure, we saw a lot of these guys that we just, acquired in these trades. It's exciting. Obviously, I think everybody knows the path that our minor leagues have taken over the course of the last few years. We traded people and trying to get big league, talent. And some of it has worked out and some of it hasn't. I was here in 05 when we traded people to get people to win a World Series. And that's how it works. And that's how it operates at times. And now we're on the other end of it. We're trying to acquire talent to get back to that point where we're able to compete for a championship, American League championship, a World Series, and compete not only for 1 year, but for years down the road. And it's exciting to see these new guys come in the system. When their time is to come to be in Chicago, obviously that's above my pay scale, but, it's exciting to see, the Kopech, the Giolitos, Moncada. It was a really exciting spring training for us.
I want to ask you about one player who you are going to have the opportunity to coach right away at the major league level, and I'm sure you're definitely familiar with him, Jacob May, who's been in the system for a few years now. Tell me a little bit about his development this spring and what he did to make this major league club, and he's probably going to be leading off for you. Because, you know, last year I was out there in Arizona, and he caught my eye. I didn't really know much about him at the time, but just watching a few spring training games early on in March, he caught my eye, and then here he is this year doing enough to make the Major League club.
Well, you're right. He actually opened up eyes last year in spring training, 16th spring training. Had a real good spring, opened the season in Charlotte, and was starting out pretty good, and then he health issues. He had a couple of injuries that kind of, you know, held him back, and we weren't quite sure going into spring training what we'd have. You know, obviously health is the main issue with him. If we can keep him healthy, we think he's going to contribute at the big league level. You know, people talk about the number of bats you have in the minor leagues, this and that, but he stood out again this spring. He opened eyes well enough to have us take a chance on putting him in center field. If he leads off, I don't know if he's going to lead off or not. He might hit 9-hole for us, but he's out there. His strength is defense. He can run. He puts the ball in play. He doesn't strike out a lot. So all of the things we're hoping to see out of Jacob, whether it's in the 1-hole or the 9-hole, wherever, and he's a good base runner. So we're excited to see him. And, you know, we've done it before with some pitchers where they develop at the major league level, and he's going to kind of be one of those guys where he's still developing at the major league level.
Nick, Sox fans are super excited to see Yoan Moncada, and you know, number one prospect in baseball, the big name in the Chris Sale trade. Get him more excited. What do you love about this kid?
Everything. He's exciting. First of all, he's got a great personality. He's a good kid. He's outgoing. He's energetic. He loves the game of baseball. You can tell he has a passion for it, but he does a lot of things really well. He can run, he can hit, he can throw, he can field. If he has a weakness right now, it's defensively, which it's not going to be a problem down the road. He's going to learn to play second base. He's going to be an all-star second baseman down the road. But he does all the things. He does a little thing. You know, he moved runners in spring training. Just little things, you know, running down the baseline, you know, double plays, you beat out a double play, keep us in the inning, you know, just little things that really were exciting to watch this kid. He's got all the tools, he's got all the talent. We want to harness all that and have him ready when they make the call for him at the big league level. He's going to be a really, really good big league player.
White Sox third base coach Nick Capra on with us. He's going to be a huge part of this rebuild, developing these guys at the major league level. I don't know why I threw Jacob May in there automatically as a leadoff guy. I forgot about a guy by the name of Tim Anderson, who happens to be pretty good at baseball too. Just got the contract in spring training to lock him up long term. With Tim, what's the biggest thing that he needs to do to kind of maintain what he did last year, which was obviously a very good start in the major leagues, and keep that development moving forward?
Just be himself. You know, we've seen this kid over the last few years, up until last year, and everybody questioned him. Can he play shortstop? Can he do this? Can he do that? This kid was... those things energize this kid. He wanted to prove people wrong, and he did. You know, he proved last year he's a pretty good shortstop already, his first year in the big leagues, and those are things that make him tick. And he's just kind of run with all the things he's doing now. He's kind of one of those, you know, a kid that looks... You know, this spring it looked like he'd been in the big leagues for 3 or 4 years, not just one. And that's kind of attitude and mentality he has. He's going to continue to get better. He does a little thing. He's another guy that does a little thing to help win ball games, whether it's, you know, going in the hole, making a fantastic play, or moving a runner, driving that runner in from third base less than two outs. He's got all the qualifications to be a bona fide big league shortstop.
Nick, you're working with Rick Renteria. How well do you know him? And I see that he's a cook. I was watching some Rick Renteria special, and he's doing it up in the kitchen like the guy should be on Chopped or something. How well do you know Ricky?
Well, we go back a long way. We actually played in the Marlins system years ago, when he actually, we were both, I was in Major League camp. He wasn't. I got sent out of Major League camp. They called him up from minor league camp. He actually made the club with the Marlins 1 year. So we have had history. We had history managing against each other in the Midwest League years ago, I think in 1999. So I do have history with him. But, you know, he brought in a different attitude to us for the club this spring. And he speaks from the heart. He has a lot of passion. He's a good baseball man. He's been around for a long time. His cooking, it may be another story. I know he got a lot of attention with his cooking. I haven't tasted any of it, but he does look good in an apron. So
it looked good. I gotta say, I would eat that dinner all day long. I was impressed by what Ricky was doing in the kitchen. He looked very confident. You got one more for Nick?
Yeah. What does Ricky do that's so? I mean, I guess why is he a good fit for what this team's doing right now? What did you learn about working with him in spring training that you said, okay, this is going to be perfect for what the team needs?
He's just bringing the game of baseball. I'm trying to think of the word that makes more sense. He's just bringing the baseball back to Chicago the way it used to be played, where guys are running hard, they're doing the little things, they're hitting cutoff man. Just the little things, you know, they're prepared, making the club prepared, the fundamentals of the game. He stressed that it's a big importance for him and for the organization and for the major league club to do the little things. You know, we might not have all the talent. We might be behind the eight ball a little bit as far as where people think we're going to be, but he stressed from day one that we're going to do the little things. We're not going to beat ourselves. We're going to play fundamentally sound baseball. We're going to run the bases the right way. We're going to, you know, hit a ground ball. We're going to run hard to first base. We're going to back up the bases. We're going to ball hit to the outfield. The pitcher's going to back up, you know, third base, home plate. He stressed the fundamentals, and it's been really refreshing to see it happen. The kids bought into it in spring training, and hopefully we see it carry in the season. And knowing Ricky, it darn will happen.
Well, somebody's got a surprise, and no one's picking you, so no reason why it can't just be the Chicago White Sox. So good luck with that, Nick. And hey, more importantly, 59 years old you are, to finally get a chance to be in the big leagues. That's just awesome for anybody on their own journey, like battling to find their way. And I know I'm sure you were enjoying what you were doing before, but that's just a hell of an honor. So congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it, guys, and hopefully we see a lot of Chicago fans and you guys at the ballpark.